Yirat Hashem, Talk 3. In this talk, we are going to continue to learn the Zohar on Yirat Hashem and its explanation, as taught by the great Kabbalist of our day, Rabbi Yehuda Lev Ashlag, known after the name of his commentary on the Zohar as the Baal HaSulam. After discussing the importance of Yirat Hashem that we learnt in the last talk, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai turns his attention to discussing what Yirat Hashem actually consists of. In actual fact, we have talked a little bit about this in the first two talks. The Zohar reads as follows. First, we will listen to the words in their original Aramaic. Take the moment to simply breathe the words into your being. Yo'ah, it pares letlat sitrin, train minayhu late behu ikra kadaka ya'ot. V'chad ikra dira. Eat baunash the dachel mikutcha berichu. Begin di echon benohi velo yimutun. O dachil mi odsha dgupei om demamonei. Vada dachel le tadir. Ishtakach yira di hu dachel kutcha berichu lo shave li ikra. Ve'it ba'nash de dachil min kutcha berichu, begin de dachil mi onasha dahu olema, v'onasha de gehinum. Tuein ilen lav ikara dira inun v'shorsha dile. Yu'a di ikara, limitchal ba'nash lamarei, begin de ihu rav v'shalit, ikara v'shorsha de kol olemin, v'chulo kame kulo chashivin, kumodi tamar, וכל דיירי ערה כלא חשיבין, ולשווה ראותי בהו עתה דקרי יראה. This is the translation to those words. Yirah has three modalities. Two of them do not have a root that is fitting. One is the true root of Yirah. It is possible that a person fears God so that his children will live and not die, or he is afraid of physical suffering or financial loss. Therefore, he is always careful to fear God. We see that this fear with which he fears God does not have true Yirat Hashem as its root, but in actual fact, his root is that of self-interest. And the fear of God only stems from his self-interest. It can be that a person fears God because he's afraid of what may happen to him in the next world or from the punishment of purgatory. However, like the above fear, this also is not a true Yirat Hashem, but stems from self-interest. Yirat Hashem, which is the principal Yirat Hashem, is that a man has fear of being separated from God because God is great in loving kindness and is the governor and the root principle of all the worlds. All is considered as of no account in comparison to him, as 'tis written in the book of Daniel, and all the inhabitants of the world are of no account. And a person should put his desire in that consciousness which is designated as Yirah. So here we have two types of fear, one that is basically self-interested, and one that puts our service to God and our desire to be close to the divine first. Rabbi Shimon goes on to tell us that it is actually within the same potential of consciousness with which he expressed the holy Yirat Hashem, which lies the possibility of fear which arises from self-interest. As we suspect from these ways that these fears express, these fears are not disconnected, but they are opposites to each other. When we are not actualizing our holy Yirat Hashem, we are, in fact, easy prey for other fears. These all stem from self-interest, that somehow our self-interest may get hurt and we actualize these into different fears. In the words of the Zohar, this type of fear hits, shocks, and accuses. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai goes on to describe this negative fear as a strap with which to punish the wicked. Now, before we switch off and say that we don't like the language here, let's be quite clear. It is not God who's punishing the wicked. It is the consequence of the negative fear itself The negative fear itself hits us, shocks us, and accuses us. And it has this effect of a strap. As we learnt in our first talk, the true Yirat Hashem is connected to the first words of the Torah, Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, and God created the heaven and the earth. However, the next words of Genesis, Va'aretz hayta tov v'vohu, and the world was empty and chaotic, and darkness ruled over the face of the deep, and the wind, actually relate to the opposite number, this opposite, which are our negative fears. And these biblical words relate to the details of the consequences of these negative fears which we suffer when we are not connected to the Yirat Hashem. It's as if these opposite fears, the true Yirat Hashem and the opposite, the negative Yirat Hashem, occupy the same potential space in our consciousness. So if we're not actually connected with the true Yirat Hashem, we lay ourselves open to all sorts of negative fears which can take hold of us and have all sorts of emotional and physical consequences. Okay, and this is what the Torah then details to us. Tohu, which is chaos, relates to strangulation. It's the feeling of the lack of air, of being unable to breathe, the feeling of being choked up, and a lack of connection with the source of our life. This is the first consequence of negative fear. Once that is in place, one of the following then happens. It's bohu, which refers to stoning. Not physical stoning, but the feeling of being stoned by obsessive thoughts or desires which run around one's head and which don't seem to switch off or just go away. Or choshech, which is darkness, which Rabbi Shimon teaches us is a burning fire of desire which burns and prevents us from being connected to the framework of holiness. And the last one, ruach, is likened to a sharpened sword which separates a person's head from his body and completely takes away his connection with the source of all life. We all know of circumstances when through fear a person loses his head or loses his centre. Now, I have to admit that all this sounds terribly dramatic and hard to listen to. And for years, when I came across this passage in the Zohar, I couldn't read these passages at all. And nobody likes the language of hitting, punishment, strap, wicked. It brings up too many old images of judgment in the sky. But we have to be quite clear. It is not God who's punishing. He's telling us something valuable. He's telling us this is a consequence of not staying connected with the true Yirat Hashem, but laying oneself open to as a prey to the negative fears. When we connect with these negative fears, we bring these almost physical sensations on ourselves. Not only that, but if we're awake, then the suffering that we endure through our negative fears can actually cleanse us. Because if we look, if we notice what's happening, if we notice obsessive thoughts going round, then we can stop and we can say, one second, where am I? Where am I connected to? Go back to our true Yirat Hashem and look and see how we got disconnected. It's a sign to stop. It's a sign to remember that God is great in loving kindness and the ruler of all. He is in charge. We can give our problems over to him, and then nothing is as a comparison with him. I find this very helpful, in fact. It was hard to learn, but helpful in my daily life. There is one further aspect which the Zohar doesn't consider here, and that is the basic fear which we need in order to maintain our physical presence in the world. Should we be afraid of traffic when we cross a busy intersection? Yes, we should. The Torah teaches us that we need to take care of our lives. This type of fear does not separate us from God, but helps us to maintain the body-soul connection in a responsible way. This type of fear is necessary and therefore is not discussed in the Zohar, as it neither connects us with God or disconnects us. It's neutral. Fears which are selfish and based on self-interest are not those of just simply taking responsibility to the best we can do for our physical survival, but those in which we lose our sense of our higher self and our higher connection. It's when we act in ways which deep down we know that we're not connecting with our true self, when we are frightened in a way which disconnects us. That's what he's talking about as the negative fear. Just routine fears of crossing the road, watching out for switching off the gas on the stove, routine things that we all do and all need to do not count as a fear which separates us. It's the things that we do which we know are going somehow or other against our deepest self. That's the negative fear, which is displanting, displacing the true Yirat Hashem. Okay, let's wish ourselves that we all remain connected. And when we don't, we notice and get back. And thank you and have a good week.